It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Terry Yelonek and Derek Jansen with Perky Travels. Now, Perky Travels is the charity of the month for the month of July here at Castle Country Radio. So we're going to talk to them about Perky Travels, the services that they offer. And you know what? If you need their services, how to get in touch with them and those kinds of things. Terry, Derek, thank you so much for coming in today.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Dave.
Now, let's talk about Perky Travels for those that may not know the service that you guys offer here in the area.
Great. Let me start. Perky Travels is a program ran through Active Reentry, and it is a free service, which is a transportation service for individuals who are undergoing radiation treatment and have to travel to the Wasatch Front, Utah Valley specifically, for those treatments because they're not provided in our community. Perky Travels has been around for over 27 years, and we've served many individuals over those that time period. So we're just happy to be here today to inform the community about Perky Travels and make sure that people know we're here and we're operating. There was a period of time where, because of COVID, we had to stop service, but we're back and fully operating.
And we were speaking to that before we came on the air. It was like about four months is what you guys decided, mm-hmm. wasn't it?
Correct. And then the hospitals also had stopped having people come up because of the pandemic and the shutdown. So it was about 4 or 5 months that we weren't providing transportation.
All right, Derek, we're gonna talk to you because Terry kind of brought you in. You're the one that kind of schedules all the drivers and talks to all that good stuff. So you've been doing Perky for a little bit now, haven't you?
Yeah.
And what kinds of things do you think we were discussing the fact that it's a huge benefit for the people that need the ride up there because mostly they don't have to do it by themselves. And that's really what this is all about, isn't it?
It is. I think that's the biggest thing is you see people start their treatments. Now, their treatments run between 5 to 10 days up to seeing 8 to 10 weeks. And it's tiring and it's a long process. So we're able to take that weight off you, monetarily. Also trying to find people to, you know, give you rides up 5 days a week. And we take that weight off your shoulders and we take that burden from you. Mm. And it's great.
Now, is this one of those things that's really more of a one-on-one, or can you schedule them to where you have 2 or 3 people that are going to the same location? How does that all work?
So we work really closely with the 3 hospitals. So we go to as far north as Timpanogos Regional, and then we go to Utah Valley Regional Hospital and Revere Health. Working with them, we're able to get everybody's appointments scheduled in a way that we can drop, if we have 4 people, 3 people, drop someone off and 15 minutes later have another drop off and then another one and be able to pick him back up. It's very fluid and it works well.
And once again, we were talking about the fact that it's more for, I mean, you guys get a lot out of it too because you're doing a great service to the community, but it's more for them. And it's one of those things, it's just one less thing that they have to worry about, really. And I think when we were doing the pie auction, I found myself saying that a lot. It's one less thing that they need to worry about, just kind of taking that burden off of them when they do that. And you said that one thing I found very, very interesting, that a lot of your drivers have been a part of Perky as well.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just them coming back. I mean, you've had patients that have come back, people that have been part of it that come back and want to do what you guys are doing.
They want to give back. They've experienced riding with the drivers and riding with other individuals who are undergoing similar types of treatment. And they've finished their treatments and they want to give back to the community. And Dave, just let me say, our program, Perky Travels, is free. There's no cost to the individual. It's free, and we run solely on donations. And they're in great need because we've been providing this service for a long time. And as Derek said, it's 5 days a week, and it's expensive to pay drivers and operate vehicles and cover those costs. So,
if anyone's interested or needs this service, what is the best way to do it? How do they go about it? If it's their first time and they're just find themselves kind of lost and not knowing where to go, what do they do, and how does it get handled? And Derek, you were kind of saying that the hospitals kind of take care of that for them as well, don't they?
Yeah. So if you're already if you're listening to this and you're already going through cancer treatments, bring our name up, Perky Travels, at one of the three hospitals. They should have pamphlets. Otherwise, you could call us at 637-4950. You could talk to anyone on the staff. We'd be more than happy to talk to you. Eventually, you will talk to me to schedule your appointment, to schedule everything, and I'll work with you closely to make sure that we can make it as comfortable as we can.
And one of the things that I asked you, too, before we came on is, what does it mean to you? What do you get out of this?
It's been incredible. Being able to see people start and then finish and knowing that that great burden's over. I try to meet with everybody that comes to the office every day that I'm there. I try to give them a high five, try to make them smile, and then I go out and make sure they're doing good. Now, we also will provide anything that they need, if they need water or a wheelchair to get in. You know, we get those things, so we work really closely. But just the satisfaction knowing we can help people. This is such a needed service down here. And being able to work with the drivers, like Terry said, they are the best people on the earth. To be able to go and do this 5 days a week. I call them all the time to see if they can help cover different shifts, and they're phenomenal people.
And I asked you if you'd ever been part of somebody's last trip, and you said no, but you also said you touch base with everybody, even when they're done, don't you?
Yeah, yeah, we do follow-up calls. Another thing we do offer is we do offer rides up for like the checkups after. And so I'm in contact with multiple after they get done. And yeah, I love seeing everybody in the morning, getting there. We all leave roughly the same time to go do it. And, you know, I had a guy the other day tell me that the resources that he has found after having to do things with radiation, with cancer, has been amazing. And the fact that we can offer these services for them has been incredible.
All right. And it's needed in our community, and it's just great that you guys are there to take care of it. Derek, Terry, thank you so much for coming in today. Now, once again, Terry, you said you work on donations. Do you take donations out there? How do people get it to you if they want to give you guys something?
They can give us a call, 637-4950, or stop by the office. We've had some wonderful riders who've also then turned around and provided amazing donations to the center to give back to Perky Travels. So any little bit will help us keep the program going. We're grateful.
Absolutely. It's a great thing. It is really great. And once again, if someone is interested and needs the ride, also just call out there, reach out to you guys, and you'll take care of them, right?
Please call. And if you need a family member to ride with you, they're able to ride as well. So whatever we can do to help.
All right. Terry Jelonek and Derek Jensen with Perky Travels, thank you so much for coming in today. We really appreciate you.
You're welcome. Thanks.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM.